For years, land managers have been trying to find better ways to control particularly troublesome plants. Invasive species such as multiflora rose, prickly ash, and wild parsnip used to be held in check by natural fires or grazing by bison and elk. But ever since wildfires have been mostly controlled and elk and bison populations have plummeted, many invasive species in the Great Lakes region have been growing out of control. So researchers have been looking for other ways to fight these invaders. At the University of Wisconsin, researchers have been testing Scottish Highland cattle on some fields containing invasive species. Consultant Martha Rosemeyer says the preliminary results look promising.
One of the things that we've found out by following the cattle is that they really like wild parsnip when it's young. Out of a field of grass, they'll identify and hone in on that wild parsnip and eat out the whole patch of it.
One of two farms testing the cattle's weed-eating potential is owned by Peter Rathbun. He says on one of the test plots, the parsnip was so high and thick, biologists wouldn't go in to take samples.
I was a little concerned, you know, well, are the cows going to go in and eat it and get sick? But they went in and they ate it, and they loved it.
Rathbun has various weed and brush problems, or junk as he calls it, on 120 acres, including prickly ash, hawthorn, gooseberries, and other plants that produce large thickets. He was one of the first farmers in Wisconsin to start raising the Highland cattle several years ago, and now has around 40 animals eating weeds on half his farm. His goal is to return some of the land to its original oak savanna status. So far, on his 15 test plots, with and without cattle, the results of grazing Scottish cattle are positive.
It's so wonderfully obvious what's happening because, you know, three strands of electric fence, and on one side you can walk right through the woods. It's no problem at all. You see everything that's there. And then on the other side it is dense and you couldn't, you know, you don't even want to think about walking through it. And this is only after two rotations.
Rotating means moving groups of up to 9 cattle around on 1 acre test plots. The cattle spend 2 or 3 days on select plots each month throughout the summer. Martha Rosemeyer says researchers were interested in this breed of cattle because in Europe they're referred to as eco-cows. That's because of their unique ability to eat plants that have inch-long thorns.
They've got really tough tongues, and they wrap them around these and they pull. So they pull some of these things up. They pull the prickly ash leaves off. They aren't really bothered by some of these thorns. And actually, they like thorns to rub. They'll lean on things and scratch, and they'll break them and change the vegetation in that way, too.
Peter Rathbun says it didn't take long for his cattle to tackle a patch of prickly ash after the gate into one test plot was opened.
They ran over to it and just started eating the actual bush. And I love to see the reaction of, like, some of the graduate students who have been working at it a long time, but in their heart of hearts, they really, you know, had some doubts about whether the animals really were going to like to eat the junk.
Once all the results are in by the summer of 2003, consultant Martha Rosemeyer says researchers may have a better idea of how effective the cattle will be at permanent eradication of unwanted plants.
Certainly, if you knock down a plant by taking off its above-ground vegetation a number of times, it weakens the plant and it will eventually die. So that's what we're hoping may happen, but we're not sure yet. We need to test this and see what our results actually are. It's speculation at this point.
By comparison, Rosemeyer says on Department of Natural Resources land, a few test plots were grazed and burned earlier this year to compare the weed control with the Highland cattle. It turned out that combination was too destructive and the burning was discontinued. Meanwhile, not only do these animals eat through the bad stuff, but they also provide great hamburgers. Rathbun sells the meat as a low-fat, very tasty source of protein. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Jo Wagner.